what were some of the struggles of like raising us at a young age, and how did you combat them?
I distinctly remember when I lost my job, one of two jobs when we lived in Waynesboro, and we went to the grocery store. So we went to the register, and I didn't have enough money, and so I was trying to put things back so that we could get, you know, like whatever money I had. And I just became so overwhelmed, and I was tearful, and y'all were so little. And that I just left. I think I told the lady at the register, I was like, hey, I'm going to go see if I have another debit card in the car or something. But I really just wanted to like leave the premises. And Tay, you were like, why'd you leave all the groceries? Where's my cereal? And I was like trying to be so very, very calm because you all were too young to understand. That was one of the biggest struggles of being a single mom, is just the number of times that like, we didn't have what we needed. And there was no way for me to be able to tell you all, you know, like, hey, I'm doing my best. So that was one of the biggest struggles, was just trying to navigate the financial parts of being a single mom.
You know, you being like a mental health professional, I think, I know you started your own nonprofit. It's called the Era Project. So I've never really heard you go in depth about it. So like what exactly is the Era Project and why did you want to start it?
I don't think I can go in depth, but I will tell you why I started it. And it connects to that question that you asked earlier about what were the struggles. Like our entire life from the moment that I became a mom at 21 has been like hustle hard, grind hard, like do all the things, work the jobs that you don't want to work, because you gotta, you know, like you gotta make that money and put food on the table. And even from our Black experience, right, all of these things that systemically make it really hard for us to exist. And I was like, I want to create a place where people can feel heard and feel seen and celebrate their resilience and find love and hope and, you know, like get to the other side of whatever. So that's probably like one of the biggest reasons that I created Era Project. Like I wanted for there to be a place where people can live past and through and above. The year of COVID and the increase in racial unrest have been these really beautiful moments where we get to honor that. And I get to say like, hey, come to my space, let's do some individual counseling or group counseling or community engagement where we can help you to feel safe in this world and we can help you to find your resilience. There are other components of ERA that are really important, but that was the big one. Like I wanted to have something that was my own, that I created, no one can take it away from me, but most importantly, somewhere where people can live past their mental health issues and world issues and systemic issues. And so, yeah. What is something that I have taught you?
I would definitely say you've taught me how to fail gracefully or fail very strategically to make it look like it was intentional and then pick the pieces back up after the fact. So then everyone is like, oh man, he's good at that, I guess. And then, you know, we just keep on going. I'm like, nice, cool, like awesome. So I think that's definitely what I've learned.
Yeah. So I'm gonna hold on to that one forever, like, because we do, right? Like, that's a part of life. We fail. But it's our ability to own it and work through it. But, yeah. What about you?
I would say, like, one thing you say a lot to me and just the people you talk to is, what is it, tap in? Tap into yourself.
Oh my goodness.
Know where you're at before you make any decision or anything. So like just know where you are, know how you feel.
Funny enough, that's kind of like, I learned it as being mindful, wherein Manny learned it as tapping in. So it's just kind of funny that those two things are connected in different ways.
But I appreciate that you both learned it because that's so important. Like I cannot tell you all how, I can tell you because I tell you all the time, like how important it is to tune in. Like when we tune into ourselves, we can navigate the world so much better. And like all of the most overwhelming things can feel so different when we're tapped in and grounded in ourselves. So I love that both of y'all have that. So great. I'll stop saying it. I won't. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm glad that you're holding on to it. Okay. We're a dynamic trio. Manny says.
Yes. Absolutely.
Anything else, y'all? You good?
I think I can walk away from this knowing that I now know you all a lot better than I did before.
Thank you for sharing.
Social.
Yes, thank you both as well. Awesome.